Today's shiur in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ches, still talking with various halachas of Muktzah. And we'd actually finished Sif Yud Ches yesterday, but we have one Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Zayin, to finish up. Now, the Mechaber taught us yesterday that in a situation where there's a potential for damage being done to the Rabbim, or b'makom hezeka de Rabbim, in a situation where there's something that is dangerous in the Rabbim, and that dangerous thing is Muktzah, lo gazru rabban and shvus. In that situation, the rabbis will not go there, this concept of Muktzah. So let's see now Sivkot Nayin Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, we learned in the Ramah and Sivvav, we said that you are allowed to go and move broken pieces of glass that you find, and you're allowed to pick them up with your hand, even though here we're saying that it's Hezeka de Rabim that allows you to go and move the Muktzah things. In a house, there aren't the Rabim over there, yet you're still allowed to move the Muktzah glass. So he brings down the differences. Shom hu rak issa Muktzah. There, it's just a question of issa Muktzah over there. The glass is Muktzah inside a house where there's no problem in carrying. It's only a question of Muktzah. But over here, you're dealing with the Isser Tiltul Dalet Amos B'Karmelis. You're either moving something more than four Amos in a Karmelis, which is an Isser D'Rabbanon, or B'Rishus HaRabim, or to move it Pachos B'Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, a real Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Chomer Mizeh, these are more stringent than the Isser of Muktzah, and therefore, the only reason that you're allowed over here to move them is because of Hezeka D'Rabim, because many people might be injured. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kein Mitzadi the Prima Godim, that's how the Prima Godim reconciles these two different dinim over here. Tisha foot number 97 brings down that if there really is a danger to the Rabim, you don't even have to do Tiltul Min Atzad. You're allowed to go and move it directly. Tisha footnote number 98 brings down, let's say there are a lot of people in the house, going, for example, yeshiva or beis haknesses. So then, in that situation, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita still says, shenechshav kimokum shel yochid linyan zeh. Even though there are a lot of people there, it's still considered like Rishus HaYochid, and it's not considered like Hezeka D'Rabim, even though there are a lot of individuals there. He says, since it's a house. However, not everybody agrees with that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said, shemokum shenimtsoim bo shlosha b'nei adam, nechshav kimokum shel rabim linyan zeh. If there are three people over there, that's already considered a rabim in regard to this din of Hezeka D'Rabim being applicable. And he adds, shekol zeh b'mokum she'efsho lahasiram. That's where you can't warn the people. For example, it's a house filled with a lot of people, or there are children running around over there that you can't warn, or you can warn, but they don't listen. He says, however, there's only a couple of adults around, and they'll listen, and you warn them, and you say, listen, be careful, there's something broken over here. Or if there are young children there, you can watch them, and there's no risk at all that they will be hurt. So then it's considered over here, like it's not a Makom Rabim, whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman otherwise would say that it is a Makom Rabim if you can't take these precautions. Deer Shoe foot number 99 brings down an interesting question. What about a damaging type of an agent that is not a physical damage, but it's a spiritual damage? Eino tivi el ruchani. What's an example of this? He says you have fingernails lying around. We learned previously that one should be very careful with how one disposes of the cut fingernails. There's a risk for a pregnant woman, Rachmana Litzlan, miscarrying. So is this type of a thing also called the hezek, or is it a spiritual hezek and it's not called hezek? So Yal Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shaf Hanoeg Hahetel Tiltulon Lo Yitaltulon Elapochos Pochos Vidal Ramos Achiagil Mokom Hamutzno Vianichim Shom. Even if you are allowed to move it, you should move it less than Dalet Amos at a time. Shaf Imunochos Brushus Arabim Shalonu Shena Tiltu Bo Isim Adaraisal Adasova Poskim Ain Lahatil Tiltulon Kedarko. Even an Arishus Arabim today, which isn't according to many a real Rishus Arabim, one should still be careful if you are going to move it pachos pachos midalat amos. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita goes further and he says ein l'totulam biyodav klal mishum shalohuter isa muktzah ela b'mokum hezek tivi. He says that you're only concerned about physical damage and not about the spiritual or metaphysical types of damage, and you shouldn't move it at all with your hands. Now we can begin sif yud tes. The Mechaber writes sulam shel aliyah. You have a ladder that's going up to the roof. Shu gadol. It's a large ladder. And normally this ladder is used, lohatiach bogago. You normally use it to go and plaster your roof. Why would they do this? The Mishnah Berurah will explain, because their roofs were flat and they had to go and put plaster on them so there'd be a slight incline so the water, snow, etc., things on the roof would slide off it and not stay flat and pooled. So this type of a ladder, the Mechaber tells us, is also l'taltalo. You're not allowed to move it. However, avol shel shovach, but the ladder that's by a dovecote, mutol lintoso, mimokum mokum, that you are allowed to move within that same dovecote from place to place within the dovecote. Avol lo yolichanu, mishovach l'shovach, but you can't bring it to another dovecote. And the reason is, the Mechaber tells us, kidei shelo yase, kiderach shu ose b'chol. The other lots. You shouldn't do it in the same way you do it on a weekday, and then you'll come to forget, unfortunately, and you'll try to go and capture the birds, and therefore this is a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nayin Ches says that this ladder is a large ladder. Avul Sulamo Shebabayis, but a ladder that's in the house. Shasuyin Latalto Mizovis Lazovis Latzorach Ezatashmish. You have a small little footstool or a foot ladder over here that's only a smaller ladder, and you use it to go move things from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. La'osi L'meimar La'tiach Gagu Tzorach. And nobody's going to think that you're using that ladder to go and reach your roof. It just doesn't reach there. Umut L'taltalo, therefore you're all out to move it. Kidei Lotzio La'otzi Al Yodo Ezadova Mino Aliyah. Therefore, you would be allowed to use this to go and put something on the roof or to take something down from the roof, because everybody knows that's not the normal ladder that you would use. And he says, Ayin lekamen besimen tov kuf yudches, betaz, shekosav, dafilu v'nasulam hu gadol, gam ke mutter. And if it's a ladder that's in the house, the Taz over there says that even if it's a tall ladder, you'd be allowed to go and move it. And again, this is not the type of ladder that people would normally use for their roof, so there's no chashash over here that people would think that you're coming to go and plaster your roof. Sivkot Nayin Tes, why would a person have a ladder over here? Shegagosein Einon Mishupoin, their ladders were not on an incline, they weren't slanted, they were flat. Utsrichin Laticha, and you had to add some plaster over here, betit, some mud, Kadeshia Zuvu Meimehen Lamata, in order to have the water flow off the roof and not pool on the flat roof. Sivkot Pei, you're not allowed to move it, we said. Ayin in the Prima Godim, the Lefi Dasa Rambam, Afilu Litzorach Gufo Mekomo Oser. You wouldn't be allowed to move this ladder, even if you needed the ladder itself or you needed its place. It's like a rock. It's like one of those things that's intrinsically Muktzah, and therefore it would be forbidden to move it, even Litzorach Gufo or Mekomo. The issue foot number 100 brings down the rationale behind this, She'ein Olav Torah's Kli, because such a ladder doesn't have the status of being a Kli. And the Mogen Avraham explains, She'nech Shafu Ki Achas Midalso Sabayis. It's like one of the doors of the house, for example. V'yafalpi She'en Omuchu B'lekarki, even though it's not attached to the house as the doors are, so it brings down from the Tila L'Dovit, She'mikol Mokom Kivan Shlo Huchan L'Totul, since it's not normally designated to be used to move it on Shabbos, Sharei Kol Tashmisha Hu B'lo Tiltul, because normally it is not moved in its usage, and therefore it doesn't have the status of being a Kli, and therefore it's pure Muktzah, intrinsically Muktzah. Now we go to Siv Chaf. The Mechaber writes, these chorios, what are chorios? The Ramah tells us, Pirush Anofim, these are branches, Sheldekel, of a palm tree. So you have palm branches over here, Shekitzotzom Litzreifa. The reason why the person cut them down from the tree, they're no longer attached to the tree, is because he wanted to use them as firewood, Litzreifa, for burning purposes. So these are considered Muktzimheim V'osilatatlam. They are pure Muktzah. Of course, you can't use fire on Shabbos, so they're not really useful to you in any way. They're pure Muktzah V'osilatatlam, and you're not allowed to move them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Aleph, Mashma Dustomo Lo Asire. Since we said specifically if you cut them down for firewood, then they're no good, implying that if you didn't specifically cut them down for firewood, they would be okay, they wouldn't be Muktzah. And he says, V'ayin lekamei, mashikosavnu, look in a moment what we're going to say. The eitzim shelanu, that our wood today, when we cut down pieces of a tree, stoma omdim lahasoko. The main usage for this is for firewood, and therefore even if you don't state it's for firewood, that's what it is. Now, Isa b'shas, in the Gemara it says, Dizumora sheyesh birosho akmimus ke'ein mazlek. If you have a branch over here, it was cut down, and on one end it has something like a pitchfork, so you could use it as a hook in some way. Shiroi litlos olav deli ulamalos bo. And you could attach a bucket to it. You hook the bucket around this end of the branch over here, and you could use it to insert it into a well, let's say, and fill it up. So, even though you thought about doing this on Erev Shabbos, oh, that looks like it's a good stick over here that I could use to attach a bucket to and use it, let's say, to fill up something. So, nevertheless, since you just thought it, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Unless, you have to do an action over here. It's not enough to think about it, but you have to attach the bucket to this stick over here with the hook at the end, the fork at the end, in order to make it into an action. The chayshin on shemate arucha, because we're concerned over here, unless you do this, it's going to be too long. The iktimena, mitokshi raka, the nochalitom. And you may come and forget and cut it, because it's nice and soft, and it's easy to cut, and all of a sudden you'll have done a a malacha, v'nimtza ose kli, it looks like you therefore have made now a kli, v'chayim shom makab patish, and over making a kli, makab patish. However, the Mishmur says, v'im hu kashe, mashma d'shari, that implies that if it's something that is hard, and you can't easily cut it, so then it would be acceptable if you just thought about it. Afilum rak yichet hazimora l'kach me'er Shabbos, even though you didn't do any action, just by thinking about it. Now, if this branch we've been talking about till now, it's been cut, but if it's still attached to the tree, then even if it's still hard, and there's no way you could cut it easily, then you still wouldn't be allowed to use it. Unless it was attached with the bucket, you did an action and you put the bucket on the end of this branch that's attached to the tree, then you'd be allowed to use it. Now, why couldn't you use it unless you attached it? Mishum muktza, because otherwise this branch is muktza. The mechubel lekarka lo mahani machshava lo tzia mitoris muktza, because something that's attached to the ground, it doesn't help to just think about it. You have to do an action in order to remove the status of muktza. And he says, ach the mechubel lo sharinon afilu bikshura elu kishazmoru hu pachas mishlosha tvachim somel sa'oretz. Now, of course, he then adds that if it's more than three tvachim above the ground, so then it's considered over here, not ground, but it's considered tree. And then, of course, you can't use it because it's tree. Because the lav hachi also mishum mishtamish bilu, and you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, as we've already learned, and we'll learn again, kemosha kosav besimin shin lamed vav. So therefore, the only way you could use it over here was if it's attached to the tree still, if it's the attachment is within three tefachim of the ground, and you put the bucket on it before Shabbos, so then that would be permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Beis says, also talklam, we just said over here that these chorios of the dakel tree, these palm branches, if you cut them for sreifa purposes, for firewood purposes, then they're muktzah and you're not allowed to move them at all. Haino tiltu mamish, this is talking about actually moving them. Avo leishev aleim, but if you just wanted to sit on these branches, kishein mezizim imikomum, and you're not moving them, they're heavy enough in the stomach that you're not moving them, vadei shari, then that's actually permissible. And Dirshu, footnote number 102, tells us that any shimush of a muktzah, kigon laniach chefetz agabe mechonas kivisa obisocha, to put something on top of something that's muktzah, or something inside something that's muktzah, again, assuming you're not doing any isser act by doing that, das Shlomo Zalman shemutter. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that would be permissible. Sha'afa pisha mishtamesh b'muktzah, mikom makom eino mezizo. Because even though you're using a muktzah item, as long as you're not moving it, there is no isser of using or touching a muktzah item as long as you don't move it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he adds, "Ba'afilu kishemezizon ayde yishivaso." And even if you move it by sitting on it, mitzadeh hamagin avram lahokel. The magin avram says that that would even be permissible there because that's tiltum and atzadhu. That's not directly moving it with your hands. That's moving it with your body. And kozman she'ein mezino biyadayim. As long as you're not moving it with your hands, that would be permissible. Umatzasi b'meiri shigam humask hiskim lazeh. The Meiri agrees with this idea that was expressed much later by the magin avram. But unless there's a need, so then the Miri says you shouldn't do this. Nevertheless, Dirshu footnote 103 brings down Lagabe Yeshiva al Sasso Mukta, to sit on a bench that is Mukta. So we learned in the Bir Halacha in Sif Tes Zayin Dibra Maskel the Osur Sheyeshli Zoyer Shalo Litaltlo Bishas HaYeshiva Olav. You should be careful not to move this Mukta bench. And the Chazonish Paskins, Shemish Mashmos, Loshon Harishon, Husha Issel, Losheves, Agabe, Dover, Muktza, Hamis Noeya, Bishivoso. He paskins that you shouldn't sit on something that will move, that's Muktza, if it will move when you sit on it. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Yoshev Aleyem Ma'at Mibodyom. But if you sat on this item before Shabbos started, you basically demonstrated that you do want it as a chair, and it's therefore not Muktza. Mutu Leshev Aleyem Bishabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to sit on it on Shabbos as well. The kol shekein im kishorin leishev aleim. And certainly if you bundle it up, that it clearly is demonstrating that you want to sit on it, that would certainly be allowed. Or alternatively, o im choshev aleim mibod yom, leishev aleim afil b'chol. And if you thought about sitting on it, and even if you thought only about sitting on it on a weekday, that would still allow you to sit on it on Shabbos just by thinking about it, that makes it into a kli. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Pei Gimel, be'afa pishul ochishev aleim mibod yom. If you sat on it, you didn't have to think about it before Shabbos started. The bazeh sheyoshav, when you sat on it before Shabbos, gila daito the yeshiva kaima. That in and of itself proves that you want to sit on it, and you don't have to specify or indicate that I want to sit on it in your thoughts. V'husam aleim she muktzah, and that removes the status of it being muktzah. Dirshu footnote number 104 brings down If you have broken electrical instruments and the children are used to playing with these instruments in this situation where the child wishes to play with it on Shabbos, so Yashiv Zatzal said, Shemuto l'taltalo ulasachipo, the child is allowed to play with it. Shekivan rekilim l'chach, since these children are used to playing with these broken electrical instruments, Ein hu muktza afilu lo yichaduhu l'kach. It doesn't have the status of being muktza if you did not designate it for this purpose. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Dalet says that you are allowed to sit on them if you sat on them before Shabbos. Hainu afilu l'taltalom k'dei leishav aleihem. That means you're even allowed to move them. You basically turned it into a seat, and you're allowed to move a seat on Shabbos. Sivkot and Pei, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you bundled it together, or if you thought about using it as a chair, that would also be acceptable. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsul Omar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Bazeh she'osa ma'isim ebojom, if you did an action during the weekdays, o shechishev b'dayto behedjel yeshiva, or you specifically had an intention to use it as a seat, so bevadai bitel me'aleim she'muktza, that definitely takes away the status of being a muktza item, and therefore it's allowed to be sat upon and moved on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 105 brings down, therefore, when you spread out grasses on Shavuos, for example, if you intended to go and do this on Shavuos before Shavuos started, you're allowed to move them about. The Tosefta Shabbos brings down that the intention of a child to do something like this is not considered yichud. That doesn't help. A child intending to do something that doesn't have the status to remove it from muktza. However, ma'isa shel katan, an action that the katan does, the Tosefta Shabbos says, that does make into an item that is no longer muktza. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Vav says that if you just thought about sitting on it even on a weekday, it's good to sit on it on Shabbos. However, he brings down Ba'el Yoraba Hevi B'Shem Kama Rishonim Shesviruluhu D'Machshava Lo Mahani. It doesn't help to just have intention. Elim Ken Chishev Leishev Aleim B'Shabbos. You have to specifically have intention to sit on it on Shabbos. Intention to sit on it on a weekday will not suffice, according to this more Machmir opinion. Sivchof Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Avol Nidbach Shalavonim, a row of stones, Afol Pishachoshav Alav Mibod Yom, even though you thought about it, that you're going to sit on it before Shabbos started, also, leishiv aleim, you're not allowed to sit on them on Shabbos unless Elohim kein limdum, unless you did this limdum. What is that? So the Ramah tells us, pirush sidrum, you arrange them in a certain way. And the Ramah adds, hagah, v'yeshomim, the din avonim kidin charios. Some suggest that the din of these stones over here is the same thing as the palm branches, the chain ikr. And that is, in fact, the halacha that the Ramah says is the correct way. He brings this down in the name of the Mordechai and the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rif, and also this could be understood to be the opinion of the Rosh as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Zayin. Vahatam, the reasoning why, is the Chorios, according to his first opinion, that says it's not like the Chorios. The Chorios, Iko dekaimi li yeshiva, v'iko dekaimi li yetzim. Some are used for sitting and some are used for firewood. V'kan lo nesu, elemne machshavto shekutsosin l'sreifa. And therefore, over here, because he had intention to use it as firewood, that's why it's muktza. Umipnei kach machsheves yeshiva motzia mi machsheves sreifa, and therefore intending to sit on it works to remove it from firewood. However, avol nidbach shel avonim, a row of stones, leko dekoy li yeshiva. Nobody normally sits on that. Lefikach, therefore, ein machshava moila lasosa kli. Therefore, you're specifically just intending to make it into a kli doesn't work. V'tzarech ma'isa, you have to do something lochiach shehen li yeshiva to show and demonstrate that it's for seating purposes. Ubinyan zeh hamaisu asider. And as the Ramah says, if you go and arrange it, that will suffice. That's an action. Vim came to Eitzim Shalom, therefore nowadays with all wood, which we said, She'eno made Bishum Pam, Li Yeshiva El Asaka, it's only used for burning for firewood. Nami Bin and Shiasa Be'a Maisa Bodyom, you also have to do a Maisa before Shabbos in order to demonstrate it should be sitting. Ukamosha Kosa Besivcha Beis, as we're learning Mirza Shem in tomorrow's year, Linyin Bakas, a block of wood, Lo Mahani Be'mesh Yichdu Le Shabbos Zu, that it's not good enough just to have intention to sit on it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Ches, Pirish Hamogin Avram, Dehainu L'Taltalo B'Shabbos, K'dei Leishiv Aleihem. You're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Avo Yeshiva L'Chuda Shari B'Chol Inyan L'Chanal. You'd be allowed to sit on this row of stones as long as you don't move it. Sivkot and Pei Tes, El Im Kein Limdum, unless you arranged it. Milosh Machabe Mashma Devadesh Sidram Mibod Yom, when you arranged it before Shabbos, K'dei Leishiv Aleihem, to sit on them, Hu B'Chlal Ma'aseh Gemurah. That's an action. Umutar Shuv L'Taltalim L'Mochar Afilu L'Hedya. And then you'd be allowed to even move it on Shabbos. However, Avol Amogin Avram Mitzadi Kishizus Rashi. The Amogin Avram holds like Rashi. The Sidu L'Mahani El K'dei Shal Yitztarech Liga B'Hem L'Mochar. It only helps you that by arranging them before Shabbos, it'll be easier for you to sit on them, but you're not allowed to arrange them on Shabbos, even if they're arranged before Shabbos as well. Sifkat and Sadi, the Mishnah Berurah says, Einan Mog Yavram, Shehisig Al Ramah, Usfirle, the Evan Chomer Mechorios. He disagrees and says the stones are stricter than the palm branches, Kamosha Kosov Sifchot Beis, and you need to be Miyachidim, and this is also the opinion of the other Achronim. That concludes today's share.